C double E. This a rocket launcher right here. Rocket.
Flooding from the Mississippi River has taken lives and damaged or destroyed thousands of houses, businesses, and farmland. Now officials are asking more people to evacuate their homes after opening a spillway in Louisiana. And some are starting to ask what's behind the flooding. A writer for Mother Jones points a finger at climate change.
Floods to droughts. This is just a sampling of some recent news reports.
Now more than 1,500 people are still unaccounted for following Sunday evening's tornado in Joplin, Missouri. The storm killed at least 122, both huge numbers given how many people live there.
The massive tornado tore through Joplin, Missouri Sunday, flattening entire neighborhoods and claiming an untold number of lives. 11 bodies were pulled from just one location alone. The storm was so powerful it reportedly ripped the bark from trees as wind speeds approached 150 miles per hour.
And some are starting to ask what's behind the flooding. Why does the Mother Jones point the finger at climate change?
The latest information I have from Oklahoma City is that there are now two confirmed dead in the state of Oklahoma tonight. 122 confirmed dead in Joplin, Missouri from the storm that hit there Saturday. 1,500 missing, according to a fire captain in Joplin, and the tornadoes are said to be still breaking out tonight.
Look at this tornado. This is just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Look at it just tearing up the ground. Look at the debris. That's a roof. It's taking roofs.
A record-breaking 173 tornadoes tore through 14 states. Supercells, biblical in size, and breakout of tornadoes in 40 years. The hardest hit state, Alabama.
They were massive, truly massive tornadoes, nearly a mile wide, churning through homes, taking more than a dozen lives in Tuscaloosa. Another five dead here, six dead there, as the sirens sounded all across the state of Alabama and parts of Georgia.
From Illinois to Mississippi, river communities grapple with unprecedented flooding. Compare NASA's satellite images. The region's rivers at normal levels last year and now. Water seeping from banks and levees all over. River levels higher than the great floods of 1927 and 1937.
The National Weather Service says we are in one of the worst droughts on record. For New Mexico. Today, Crystal Cobza talked to experts about the drought, the winds, and how long all of it will last.
Thousands of people living along the Mississippi River are evacuating their homes for higher ground as the river approaches levels not seen in decades.
Most scientists will urge caution in saying that any particular weather event is directly caused by climate change. However, increases in both snow and rain are tied to climate change. The melting snow from the winter and torrential downpours this spring have overwhelmed the river. And a writer for Nature News just says it rained a lot. He goes on to say, human alteration of the Mississippi is probably more to blame than climate change. For decades, people have been building shopping malls and parking lots that cause water to flow quickly in the rivers, rather than soak into the ground. They've built levees that constrict the flow of rivers, forcing water to travel downstream faster. In places, this has been referred to as a levee war, whereby one town's levees funnels water downstream to become the next town's crisis. Larry Banks, a consulting hydraulic engineer for the Army Corps of Engineers, tells NPR the atmosphere is holding more moisture now because of global warming. Record rainfall and flooding in Indiana continue to prevent farmers from planting their crops.
Vitally important not to make connections. When you see pictures of rubble like this week's shots from Joplin, Missouri, you should not wonder, is this somehow related to the tornado outbreak 3 weeks ago in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, or the enormous outbreak a couple of weeks before that, which together comprised the most active April for tornadoes in U.S. history? No, that doesn't mean a thing.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. It's Thursday night, a little bit past 10, and we like to bang on the microphone here, including with new fresh beats. That's EEPROM in the background. I also started off with some of the new Beastie Boys, and we're going to roll into some cool local stuff, or at least North Kakalaki-wise, from a new album from Two Fresh Beats and some other fun folks, one guy called Futatex. And others, as well as spotlight the crazy things that are happening around us, including climate change. So, if you like what you're hearing, stick around, because it's WCOM LP, Chapel Hill Carrboro, 103.5. We like to do this because it's community-based, it's local, it's grassroots, it's non-commercial, public. And we can do this on local community-based radio stations in ways that we could never get away with on the big corporate stations, and probably not even on Banal Things Considered or Boring Edition in the mornings. So, if you know what I'm talking about, go to wcomfm.org or go to furiousg.blogspot.com. Because you can hear more of this and old stuff that I've been doing for over a decade. 13 years now, I think. Whee! Even before it was legal. It was called pirate radio back then. And then we basically decided that, you know what, we're not stealing anything. These are public airwaves. So we started calling ourselves low-power, micro-powered radio. And then, what do you know? We got licensed. And a whole bunch of stations started popping up, including this one here. So if you want to learn more about it, go to wcomfm.org. I said that already. You can also call me here, 929-9601. Sorry, I'll say it slowly. 929-9601. Oh, there's a caller. All right, I got to be serious here. We're going to get into some more of this madness related to climate change. I'm furious. Stick around.
I'm not a climate scientist
either.
Yo, we're climate scientists, and there's no denying this.
climate change is real. Who's a climate scientist? I'm a climate scientist. Not a Clio finalist, no, a climate scientist. Dropping facts all over this mess. While bitches be crying about a carbon tax. Climate change is caused by people. Earth, unlike alien, has no people. Gotta move fast or we'll be forsaken. We were too busy sucking dick in Copenhagen.
Change on crack, climate from subtract. Methane release is whack. Write a letter and burn it.
Deny, let's deny this in your dreams. Cause climate change means greater extremes. Shit might be the norm, heat makes bigger, better storms.
The greenhouse effect is just a theory, sucker.
Yes, so is gravity. Float away, motherfucker.
Mexico are drier than they've ever been. The drought is worse than that of the Dust Bowl, but do not wonder if they're somehow connected.
Those are the words of Bill McKibben as he begins his Washington Post piece this week. Bill McKibben is founder of the grassroots climate campaign, 350.org, and author of many books, including Earth, Making a Life on a Tough New Planet. Bill is joining us from Long Island, New York, though he is a Vermonter.
The scale of this stuff is immense, and as long as we just think about it as just a series of one-off isolated disasters, we probably are not asking ourselves the most important questions. What can we do to stop this destabilization before it gets much worse?
And Bill, you also mentioned in your article what's happened in the past year in Pakistan and Australia and other parts of the world. Can you talk about that as well?
Flooding is probably one of the biggest example of what we're doing. Warm air holds more water vapor than cold. On average, the Earth's atmosphere is about 4% wetter than it was 30 years ago, which is an astonishingly large change in a basic physical parameter. Is load the dice for downpour and deluge and flooding. And one country after another has been crapping out in the last year, throwing snake eyes. I mean, you saw the pictures from Queensland in Australia, because Queensland in Australia has a lot of white people and TV cameras. You didn't see similar pictures from Sri Lanka, from Vietnam, from the Philippines, from Brazil, northeast of Rio, where they've had similar kinds of mega floods, now Colombia. There were some pictures from Pakistan because it was such an epic event. There were last summer, about a quarter of that country underwater. The Red Cross said in February that there were still 4 million homeless people from those floods in Pakistan. All the big things that have happened in Pakistan in the last year, the biggest one by far was that epic biblical flood that came pouring down the Indus.
Bill, in your piece, you go on to talk about, the connections you shouldn't make. And you say, because if you asked yourself what it meant that the Amazon has just come through its second 100-year drought in the past 5 years, or that the pine forests across the western part of this continent have been obliterated by a beetle in the past decade, well, you might have to ask other questions, such as, should President Obama really just have opened a huge swath of Wyoming to new coal mining? You go on with a series of questions. First, talk about the Amazon. This is always what is linked, raised on those who are questioning climate change. You're talking about a drought in the Amazon, and you're talking about these massive floods. Obviously, there's no connection, they say. But talk about government policy under President Obama.
Sure. First of all, just two connections. The atmosphere gets moister. That means that in some areas there's more evaporation and hence more drought. And in other areas, that stuff is coming down. Now, to President Obama, look, the guy has done a better job on climate change than George Bush. That's not an enormous claim to make, but, you know, happily he's doing something. He's also doing a lot of things that are very, very damaging.
Thank you.
He's opened this vast swath of the Powder River Basin in Montana and Wyoming to coal mining. The early estimate is there's enough coal there to be at the equivalent of having 3,000 coal-fired power plants running for a year. His administration is currently considering allowing a permit for a huge pipeline across the center of the country that will run from Canada, from the tar sands in Alberta, down to refineries in Texas. That's the equivalent of lighting a fuse on the biggest carbon bomb on the planet.
Breaking 173 tornadoes tore through 14 states. Supercells, biblical in size. Through homes and devastating farmland. Frightening scenes of nature's fury, the worst breakout of tornadoes in 40 years.
So we need the president and the rest of his administration to focus a lot harder on climate change. It's nice that they've talked about green jobs and so on and so forth, but we need them to understand that global warming right now is the most difficult problem that we face, and we can't do anything that'll make it worse. The Congress at the moment is clearly preventing us from doing much that will make it better, but we've got to do everything we can to engage that battle. That's what we're doing at 350.org now. And with some increasing success, I'm happy to say the movement itself, at least, is building. It's not big enough yet
to
defeat the fossil fuel industry, but we're getting larger.
Well, Bill, you mentioned Congress, and yet this spring the House of Representatives voted by a 50-vote majority against a resolution that says climate change poses a significant risk to human health.
Tuscaloosa. Another five dead here, six dead there, as the sirens sounded all across the state of Alabama and parts of Georgia.
From Illinois to Mississippi, river communities grapple with unprecedented flooding. Compare NASA's satellite images. The region's rivers at normal levels last year and now. Water seeping from banks and levees all over. River levels higher than the great floods of 1927 and 1937.
The National Weather Service says we are in one of the worst droughts on record for New Mexico. Today, Crystal Cobza talked to experts about the drought, the winds, and how long all of it will last.
Thousands of people living along the Mississippi River are evacuating their homes for higher ground as the river approaches levels not seen in decades.
Through Joplin, Missouri Sunday, flattening entire neighborhoods and claiming an untold number of lives. 11 bodies were pulled from just one location alone.
We'll be right back.
real leaders.
They were more. I mean, they voted by that 50 votes to basically say that climate change wasn't real. I mean, we're entering one of those moments. You know, it's like Lysenko in the old Soviet Union or something, when there are too many people willing to believe that their ideology can trump physics and chemistry. That is a painful delusion to be laboring under. It's one that we won't labor under for very long, but these are crucial years, and we really, really have to engage this battle. By that I mean, since we're never going to outspend the fossil fuel industry, and that's what owns Congress, we're going to have to figure out some other currency to work in. It's not going to be money. It's going to be bodies and creativity and spirit. So at 350.org, we're in the midst of planning for this next huge global day of action. It'll be September 24th, and it'll be mostly on the backs of bicycles all over the world. We're calling it Moving Planet. We're in the middle of this big fight against the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which is the number one front group for the fossil fuel industry. And we're getting thousands upon thousands of small businesses across America to simply say the U.S. Chamber doesn't speak for me, because they're the reason that Congress is being as willful and blind as they are. We've got to engage these big forces, and we've got to do it very dynamically, because the time, as this chain of freak weather events makes clear, is running out. Biggest insurance companies was quoted just a week or so ago saying, look, it's very clear to us that the level of thunderstorm activity across the country is off the charts. We're going to have to be raising our premiums, and there's going to be lots of places where we're not going to be able to underwrite anymore simply because the earth is changing so fast. chain of freak weather events makes clear is running out. And it's making it clear, by the way, not just to scientists and not just to activists. Important number in the world. The NASA scientists told us 3 years ago that any value for carbon in the atmosphere greater than 350 parts per million was not compatible with the planet on which civilization developed and to which life on Earth is adapted. That is strong language. It's stronger still when you know that everywhere outside your studios, up on top of Mount Everest, in the Antarctic, right now we're at about 390 parts per million CO2 and gaining fast. That's why this is not some future problem. It is the most pressing present crisis that we have.
This really happened to the Amazon environmentalist who forcefully defended the preservation of the natural forest. But Hibero also took great personal risk by taking on the lawless underworld of the powerful illegal Amazon logging interests. Here, if you're a defender of the Amazon, your life could be at risk. Hibero and his wife Maria were brutally gunned down this week on a rural Amazon dirt road. Sources tell Al Jazeera there were at least 15 bullet casings at the scene. Hibero knew this could be coming. He said so himself in this video, taken just 6 months ago at a conference on the Amazon. He spoke of the risks. Listen closely to what he says.
Vivo da floresta. Protejo ela de todo jeito. Por isso,
I live off the forest. I protect it in every way I can, and for that I can get a bullet in the head at any time. Because I denounce illegal loggers and coal burners, and for that they think I shouldn't exist.
But he refused to keep quiet. And now, as his dead body sits in a coffin in this family house, along with his wife, it's a sad ending to his death that he so predicted. His family won't be going back to live in the forest reserve. It's too difficult and dangerous now, they say. His sister tells me she wants one thing, that his killing is not met with impunity.
To see my brother thrown in the dirt full of bullets, it was the worst thing you could see in your life. My family and I are deeply upset, but now we have more thirst for justice.
Inside, as the two coffins are moved closer together, it's clear José Claudio and his wife will no longer be around to defend the Amazon that they so dearly loved. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera,
so
Marabá, Brazil.
The storm ripped the bark from trees as wind speeds approached 150 miles per hour.
The latest information I have from Oklahoma City is that there are now two confirmed dead in Joplin, Missouri, from the storm that hit there Saturday. 1,500 missing, according to a fire captain in Joplin, and the tornadoes are said to be still breaking out tonight.
Look at this tornado. This is just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Look at it just tearing up the ground. Look at the debris.
We'll be right back.
We now continue our coverage of our top news story this morning, President Bush's tour of America to survey the damage caused by his disastrous presidency.
All right, Tracy, here's what we know so far. The presidency started and hit America at around 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time back on January 20th, 2001. Now, so far, that presidency has caused $9 trillion worth of debt. It's left thousands of people dead. And still, even this morning, it continues to rage on. We have some footage to show you here of some of the survivors
ripping through homes and devastating farmland.
I didn't think it was going to be this bad.
Arkansas has never seen nothing like this. This ain't the country. It's just mind-boggling.
He needs to see how bad it is down here.
You know, it's so sad. You can actually hear the fear in their voices. Yeah. The sheer destructive force of Bush caught people completely off guard in a lot of cases.
Well, joining us now live is Brian Scott. He's been following the president on his tour of the disaster area. Brian?
Tracy, President Bush has been showing real leadership out here. Yesterday, he started the day with a flyover tour of Kansas. Of course, that's one of the 50 states in the direct path of this presidency. Yeah. And then he stopped in Denver to deliver a very moving speech that offered as much encouragement as he could to the approximately 300 million people whose lives have been completely torn apart by...
You really have to listen.
They were massive, truly massive tornadoes, nearly a mile wide, turning through homes, taking more than a dozen lives in Tuscaloosa.
Now watch me dance. sit. The match is lit. Mighty no, the Jewish Brad Pitt taking music from librarian to Bernie Jax. So rapper Mikey, no, a
WCOM Radio. I'm Furious George. Stick around. You know what's coming on, Bodaciousness. Bass! And I'm Furious. If you haven't already figured that out, we've been doing this for the last hour. We like to spin crazy sounds from the news as well as underground beats. That right there, Few Texture from Asheville. We also got some new songs in there from Two Fresh Beats and other new stuff from, of course, the B-Boys. I'm going to send you away with one of theirs. In the meantime, take a bus. I'm Furious.
Woo! Put this on a zip disc. Send it to your lawyer. File me on the funky. Like sipping lemonade and on a palm. I'll be telling these buddies like Polly Pots.
I'm going to get pad thai. As a starter, I'm gonna order Pepsi. You is much darker.
Car events, I take a schvitz. I'm known for my glamour and my glitz. Chicken
suckers, I really must sting crusts. Like a fool, what's with diamond fairy dust?
I don't wear Crocs, and I don't wear sandals. The ball don't work, cause the vandals took the handles.
Stop